Teaching for the Strength of Youth, The Value of Education. Education is a vital part of the gospel and of preparing to participate in society and provide for oneself and one's family. Elder Craig A. Carden of the 70 talks about the importance of education on pages 18 and 19 of this month's New Era. In this increasingly complex world, education is one of the most important acquisitions of life, he writes. And while it is true that more education will generally lead to the opportunity for increased temporal rewards, the greater value of increased knowledge is the opportunity it affords us to be of greater influence in accomplishing the Lord's purposes. For the Strength of Youth states, your education should include spiritual learning. Study the Scriptures and the words of Latter-day prophets. Participate in seminary and institute. Continue throughout your life to learn about Heavenly Father's plan. This spiritual learning will help you find answers to the challenges of life and will invite the companionship of the Holy Ghost. Suggestions for teaching youth. Read the education section and For the Strength of Youth. Share your own positive experiences with school and with gospel study. This will allow you to discuss this standard with your teen and answer any questions he or she might have. Help your teen set occupational and educational goals based on his or her talents and interests. Help him or her identify some steps to start working on these goals. Consider holding a family home evening on the importance of education. A good resource is an article by Elder Dallin H. Oaks and Kristen M. Oaks, Learning in Latter-day Saints, Ensign, April 2009, pages 22 through 27. Go to youth.lds.org and click on For the Strength of Youth under the Youth menu. Under Education, you will find scriptures about education, videos. See, for example, surfing or seminary. Mormon Channel radio programs, questions and answers, and articles, including talks by general authorities. Suggestions for teaching children. It's fun to learn new things, but learning can be difficult too. This month's friend includes a story called Ready to Read, pages 42 through 43. The story describes a girl with dyslexia who struggles to read out loud and how children in primary encourage her to do her best. Consider reading this story with your children and talking together about the following questions. How did Mary feel when she was trying to do something difficult? Why is it important to keep learning, even when it is hard? What did the other children do to help Mary? What can you do to help others learn at home, at church, and at school? Scriptures on Learning, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 29, Alma chapter 37, verse 35, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 77 through 80. End of the article, Teaching for the Strength of Youth, The Value of Education.